This episode of the Shaunakee is entitled Always, Always the Truth. For the Shaunakee, I'm Patrick McLean. So what's Patrick been up to? Well, it's too much to explain in one podcast. That's part of the reason why it's gotten harder and harder for me to post another episode of the Shaunakee. The longer I've waited, the higher the bar has become. Besides, I've been pounding away on the novel. It's going well, but I've been stunned at how much energy it takes. As one of the better creative people I know once said, you only get 2 good hours a day. The rest is just paperwork. So rather than go into some lengthy explanation of my movements and thoughts and motivations, I thought I would just show you. Yeah, I know it's audio, but close your eyes and envision, if you will, each of these moments as part of a montage of black and white photos, much like that wonderful montage that divides the pre-Bolivia part of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid from the Bolivia part. Yeah, that's it. I'm wearing a high collar, and I look something like Paul Newman without the curly hair, or Robert Redford without the good looks. Yeah, you're right there. Breathe easy and let it take you away. Unless, of course, you're driving. Here I am at the turn of the century, swimming at the Jersey Shore. Note the striped one-piece bathing suit and the handlebar mustache. Strapping lad that I am, a bathing beauty, complete with parasol, is perched on my shoulder. And this is me at the 1917 World Badminton Championships. No, I'm not the guy peeking out between the lid of a white skimmer and the lip of an ice-cold gin Ricky. No, I'm the fellow crumpled on the grass in the agony of defeat. Not one of my better moments, but there it is. Moving along, here I am attempting to summit the Matterhorn late in the season. The attempt was unsuccessful, but I did find a Swiss Army knife that someone had dropped. If you happen to be the owner, contact me with the racy inscription from the blade, and I will arrange for it to be returned to you. Pervert. Which brings us up to 1953. Here I am fishing with Ernest Hemingway off the coast of Key West. Me, the old man, and the sea, as it were. Later that night, we went to Sloppy's, where I arm-wrestled him for the tab. I lost. But that's okay. I caught more fish than he did. And there was the unsuccessful deodorant stand at Woodstock, that ill-advised mid-70s attempt to be the first man to reach the pole in platform shoes, and the excesses of the early 80s glam metal scene in Los Angeles. Round and round, indeed. Well, that pretty much brings us up to the present day, where I have a full-time job as a director of a semi-professional barbershop quartet in Appleton, Wisconsin. Yes, in this picture, I am the guy peeking out between the lid of a white skimmer and the lip of an ice-cold gin Ricky. A far cry from the badminton court of defeat, I don't mind telling you. And now that we're properly caught up, let me just say thanks for hanging in there. It bespeaks a trust and faith that is very special to me. But then, why wouldn't you trust me? I always, always tell the truth.